How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to this very festive special of How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. This is my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Greetings. This is my co-host, Mark Ross.
Well, hello. Merry Christmas to you, Sam. This is the podcast that celebrates voice acting and reminds us all that there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways.
Yes, and today we have a very special, special podcast episode.
Oh, yes.
We have got not one, but two guests.
Two? Wow.
Yes, we bring you Miss Katie Moore and Mr. Phil Rowe.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, Feliz Navidad.
Oh, Feliz Navidad. So, both Phil and Katie have been on the show before, but here is a quick recap about them.
Indeed. So Katie has been a full-time voice actor for 25 years.
She doesn't
does
look that
everything.
Old.
I know. She does everything and anything, from short-form commercials to Voice of God to video games, dubbing, all kinds of narration. And she also pops up on TV and in films, both as a voice and in vision.
And Phil is a Welsh musician, singer, and now full-time voice actor who also works across the whole voiceover industry. Rather like Katie, he loves scripts that call for a little drama and allow him to explore the full range of his versatility.
Indeed. Now, this episode is super special because it falls on Boxing Day, which is a weird and wonderful holiday day that only exists in the UK, I think.
But what is Boxing Day? So, true or false, guys?
Okay,
Boxing Day is named after a tradition where wealthy families gave servants a day off on December the 26th, along with a box of gifts.
I want to say yes, but I don't remember seeing it in Downton Abbey.
Well, it was in Downton Abbey, but have a listen to the other possibility.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Is this the true or false explanation? So Boxing Day, is there a tradition? Is there a tradition? Boxing Day is the...
Put them in.
Have you drunk too much over Christmas Day?
No. Boxing Day is the tradition where churches collect donations in alms boxes throughout the year, and then they open them on December the 26th to give the money to the poor. So what do we think?
What do we think?
Well, well, that sounds more likely, doesn't it? It's all about religion.
So, Phil, you're going for the first one.
I'm going for the first one, yeah.
I'll go for the second one. Okay. Because, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic because, to be honest, we've got no idea.
No idea.
Do you not Google the what's name out of it?
Yeah, and that was it. Or it could be that, which I thought was a very good true or false because we absolutely have no idea and neither did Google.
Exactly.
We had 10 points
so
each.
So either of them could be right.
But how does that tie into
what we're...
How does that tie into what we're doing today, Sam?
Well, it ties in because we've given our poor voiceovers a box.
We
a
have
box
all
full
got
of fun
boxes.
Stuff
Hold your boxes up to your cameras, please, guys.
Okay. Woo. Someone drinks nice coffee.
Indeed, absolutely. So, are we allowed to open our boxes now, Sam?
Yes. Open your boxes now.
Ooh. Okay. All right. There's a variety of things inside the boxes.
Yes, and we packed them some time ago, so we actually can't remember what's
in our
I'm so excited.
But we'll ask you to bring the things out one at a time.
Okay.
But before we get the bits and bobs out, let's have some Christmassy facts for you. Katie, do you have a fun Christmassy fact for us?
Oh, it's
She's
not.
Still going through a box.
I've got to go away from the box. It's not a fun thing. I have an errant dog that is absolutely fantastic throughout the year. No problems.
Right.
Nothing. There is something about Christmas that sends him absolutely crackers.
What do Lally?
Yeah, we
Christmas
have had...
crackers.
It's like you can't leave anything anywhere. And he doesn't... He's not a foodie kind of dog. He's not like a retriever or something.
Yeah.
Just, you know, eat your face off if you slept. He doesn't... He's not interested. I can't give him a treat. He's like, yeah, it's all right. He unwrapped an entire panettone in it that he's had umpteen boxes of chocolate. He has had, and I am not kidding, 2 Christmas dinners where I've made like a beef Wellington. You have to sort of pre-cook it and left it right at the back to cool down.
Oh.
He's done that twice. One
it's
at 4:30 on a Christmas Eve. So I fortunately managed to find another one. Before the shop shut. And the other one was at 6:30, so I had pork.
Oh, my God.
I had pork for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an nightmare. And last year, the year before last, this was an absolute triumph. My daughter came home with her boyfriend, who I'd never met before. He was so excited. He ran out to meet them, came in, pissed under the tree, and then went back outside again. Never done that.
Oh,
ever.
My word.
All over Liam's Christmas presents.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my God.
So then... Yeah, from the December the 1st. Oh, and two advent calendars. Like a special one that I'd ordered.
I just want to say, don't feed your dog's chocolate, whatever you don't. Try not to feed your dog's chocolate. Phil, let's move on to you. Any fun facts for Christmas about you?
One Christmas, I filled my toilet with coal.
How very strange.
I didn't know where you were going with that, Phil. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Elaborate for why, Phil?
I'm known for being a little bit scatterbrained in the family.
And did you forget it was a toilet?
Well, no, I thought I'll just get the coal and then I'll go for a pee.
So
I went out, got the coal, came in and threw it down the toilet.
How drunk were you?
Yes. I hadn't even had a drink.
God.
It was hysterical.
Wow.
It was more hysterical. Obviously, my wife's reaction was hysterical.
Well, she had to clean, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, so where did you pee?
Don't think worse of me, no.
I'm going to draw a line at where did you pee, Sam? It's like this Boxing Day, for goodness sake. Right, anyway, let's back to these boxes then. There are jokes and gifts and masks in them, all the stuff that makes noises, and of course scripts, and our guests haven't seen inside the box.
Can I go and have a look?
So now let's open our boxes and have a rummage there.
Oh, there's a lovely bowl.
And I want you to get the party started because you should have a champagne flute inside. If you could bring that out and show it to the camera. Yeah. There we go. Little champagne flute. And also, you should have got a little drink. And hopefully you will like what we've chosen for you.
Okay. Can I pull the blue ribbon and...
Yes. Yes, you can pull the blue ribbon, I think.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Pull the blue ribbon.
Show us the blue ribbon. Yes. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
So what have you got, Phil?
Nice one.
I've got a salted caramel espresso martini cocktail.
I've got cherry Mai Tai. What have you got, Katie?
I've got a blood orange margarita.
And Sam?
And so have I.
Oh, whoever chose.
Shall we all open them together?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's been travelling around, so I'm going to give it the...
It's been travelling.
Mine is by the Marxologist, oddly enough.
Oh, and I've got ice.
Here's the audio for it. It's like
sorry. Put it near the ice.
Exactly. I just popped mine near the microphone. Exactly.
Doing this half cut is my kind of Christmas.
Well, exactly.
Glass.
So, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers. Now, don't look shower.
Oh my God, that's strong.
Those annoying cubes of ice that are absolutely massive.
I love it. I love it.
It's not bad. It's very nice.
Why did you say that's got a budget?
we blew the budget for this. We blew the budget.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Right, okay. But if you are interested in sponsoring the podcast through 2026, do get in touch.
You haven't seen my jumper yet.
Well, I saw a little preview of it. So, indeed.
Can I just say, I don't own a Christmas jumper because I'm a bit classy. Oh. I don't know if you know. So I've borrowed this.
Is that the reason?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I've borrowed this and I feel a little bit allergic. I'll be honest.
Oh.
It's making me look massive. So thanks for this. But you've made up for it with a margarita, so I'll wear anything.
Inside the box, guys, you should have a mask. If you could hold your mask up to the camera, that would be lovely.
Oh, lovely.
So these are pretty cool.
Much better with a disguise.
It's like working from pictures, but actually on our faces.
Yes, I think it's
so. Because we're filming this episode, for our listeners that are simply listening, could you describe the mask that you have got? What does your mask look like, Phil?
I think it's a gangster.
Ooh.
Okay. Give me a bit more.
It's wearing sort of a brownish, a sort of Trilby style hat.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, he's got brown hair. His eyes are a bit close together for me.
Okay.
It's okay. Close together.
Katie,
there'll be your eyes in those.
What mask have you got, Katie?
Imagine the sort of hat that Sam would wear if she was going to like a flapper party.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Thank you. It's like a pillarbox red hat with a pink feather coming out of it with a big sort of orangey brooch on it.
Gorgeous.
I've put it on and I swear it doesn't look any different. I look exactly the same. Yeah,
well, we will be asking you to put them on in a moment.
Character from Doctor Who. Slightly.
Sam, what does yours look like?
Well, mine's sort of, I don't know, it looks kind of like, I'm putting it on now, it looks like a sort of trilby hat from a small child at boarding school. That's what I'm going for. Obviously, I'm a bit of an older child at boarding school. It's got a sort of a bit of a baby Jane boarding school.
Don't put baby in the corner. And mine is a bit like a young version of Hercule Poirot. He has a big fat cigarette coming out of his mouth, which I think is a cigarette, but it might be a joint. He's wearing little round glasses and has slicked back black hair. And I'm holding it on my face now. So what do we do next with these, Sam?
I think we should tie them on. I've tied mine on.
Oh, mine's on. Mine's been on for a while.
Yes. I don't think it'll tie on
with my headphones. I have so many things on my head now. I feel like I've been made up for
so
4 hours.
We don't have to wear them for the rest of the podcast, but just for a moment.
Yes.
Just for a moment, if our characters could speak, how would they sound? Oh, we could do the classic actors thing with, let's name them.
Okay.
And say what they would have for breakfast in their voices.
All right, so we name them, and so what did they have for breakfast in their voices? Katie, would you like to go first?
No.
Fair enough.
That's entirely fair.
Hello. My name is Gladys, and I will have an egg Florentine.
Thank
you. I love that. Phil, how about you?
My name's Al. I like bacon and eggs, see?
Nice. Ooh. I like it. I'll go next, Sam, because I'm going to leave you for last.
It's like, okay, leave me till last, that's right.
My name is Hercule. I am the young Hercule. And I just like a cigarette and black coffee for breakfast.
Well, I'm channeling a little boy or a little girl. A little girl. I'm channeling, and I had some lovely lashings of bacon and eggs and tomato for breakfast this morning. And it was ever so nice that my nanny said that I could then go out and play in the snow.
Nice. No. Good stuff.
Just William lives.
I'm going to lose my mask now because it's getting in the way of my headphones. Okay.
I've tied it in a
If you tied it in a knot and it's not coming off, you're in trouble now.
My okay. Oh my God.
Oh my word.
I'll be pleased to get back
she's
to myself.
She's actually much more attractive than me. I should have left it. She's younger than I thought she was.
Well, masks off then. And now we're going to turn our attention to the scripts because that's what people come to this podcast for, okay?
I was just here for the margarita.
Scrolls? Because we have scrolls for you with the script on.
Oh,
okay.
We do.
So, this is the way it's going to go. I'll get you to undo the scroll and you can see what your script is. And then, Sam, you can go first to give our guests a couple of minutes just to read through. Then Phil, then Katie, and then I'll do mine. Okay.
Okay.
You can open your scroll. We would like you to do this seriously. So grab the character that you think it is from, and to do this one seriously because of course we have the wild card coming later.
Okay.
We tried to get vellum paper to print these on, but I didn't have any, so it's just ordinary white A4. Sorry about that.
So I'm going to use my trusty peg to peg this up.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I'm going to drink more of my drink while we listen. So what is your script from, Sam? It should say on it.
Yes, so my script is from an anthology about round robins. Round robins are a collection of detailed, boastful Christmas letters.
About the family,
sent by people at the end of the year to other people. Middle-class families send these things around detailing their entire year and usually sort of boasting about their children and the marvellous things they got up to, their brilliant holidays and so forth.
Okay.
And this is from a book all about them.
All right, sir.
So this is... Okay.
Cassandra made a great start in secondary school this year, better than we could have hoped for. Her number one sport continues to be water polo. She also joined the school concert band and jazz band. She's made a lot of friends and is popular in her year. Jackie manages to train as a surgeon while fitting in diving trips to Thailand, the Cayman Islands, Cuba and the Red Sea. We've told you about Tori's sporting prowess, and at number 5 in the world, she's not doing badly. The boys have a hamster. That's it. That's
I love it. That. The boys have a hamster. That's it.
The boys are failing, to be perfectly honest.
Yes, the boys have been overlooked. Blimey.
I think they're twins.
I love that. Yes, they could well be.
With a hamster.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Nicely done.
All right. They love their old mum.
Phil, we've sent you something very different. What's yours from, Phil?
Ooh, mine.
Oh, undo that scroll.
Is from A Child's Christmas in Wales by Dylan
Thomas.
Of course
it is. Dylan Thomas, of course. Well, I wonder who chose that for you.
Well, there's no typecast in you.
Oh, everyone's going to love this. Just plug your podcast, would you? Because if people want to hear you reading poetry, they absolutely can.
Yes, absolutely.
Go on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, give yourself a plug.
It's called A Voice Like This, and it's out every Monday.
Nice. Oh. Nice. On all good podcast platforms?
Everywhere you get your podcast.
Everywhere.
And more.
And more. I love it. Oh, I'm looking forward to this from Dylan Thomas. Okay.
Okay. It was snowing. It was always snowing at Christmas. December, in my memory, is white as Lapland, although there were no reindeers. But there were cats. Patient, cold and callous, our hands wrapped in socks, we waited to snowball the cats. Sleek and long as jaguars and horrible whiskered, spitting and snarling, they would slide and sidle over the white back garden walls, and the lynx-eyed hunters, Jim and I, fur-capped and moccasined trappers from Hudson Bay off Mumbles Road would hurl our deadly snowballs at the green of their eyes.
Oh, I mean, it's just amazing,
honestly,
isn't it?
Gorgeous, yeah.
You sound a little bit like that bloke who used to do the vegetables on Terry Wogan's programme.
I know who you mean.
What was his name?
Down at the allotment.
Yeah. It's the BBC. Oh, what do you mean by do the vegetables now?
It's the curse of Strictly all over again. Oh, my word. Oh, that was lovely, Phil. Thank you for that.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Katie, what do you have on your scroll?
Oh, God. Okay.
What is it?
Sorry, I have an extract from Bridget Jones's diary.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. I'm reading it from the scroll.
Indeed.
Merry Christmas, Carol. Okay. 11 a.m. office. Oh, my God. Daniel Cleaver just sent me a message. Message, Jones. You appear to have forgotten your skirt. As I think I made perfectly clear in your contract of employment, staff are expected to be fully dressed at all times. Cleve. Undeniably flirtatious. Have never messaged Daniel Cleaver before, but brilliant thing about messaging system is you can be really quite cheeky and informal, even to your boss. Also, can spend ages practicing. This is what I sent.
I don't know what she said.
It's like, no, we don't. That's,
I wonder
that's
what
where
she
your
said,
clip
no.
finishes. I love that. I love that. That was you really brought the spirit of Bridget, I think.
That.
Absolutely.
It's also weird, actually, listening to it so many years on, because that was the first book, I think, is that, you know, that kind of email messaging is so, you know,
yeah,
standard
gone,
now, but it was quite exciting then to be able
but
to.
But we've also learned what not to do on it these days.
We haven't.
Yeah. Don't send it to the wrong person.
Don't send it to the wrong person.
Yes, well, I have got an email story, actually, but I won't tell it now. But basically, I ended up marrying him after sending him a very saucy email.
Reader, wow. I married him.
Reader, I married him.
I love that.
There's got to be a book in there.
Romance at Christmas.
There's got to be a book in there.
Delightful. Well, on my scroll, I have a little bit from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, where Scrooge is talking to the spirit about how he might be able to change. All right, here we go.
Okay.
The finger pointed from the grave to him and back again.
No, Spirit, no, no, no!
The finger was still there.
Spirit! He cried, tight clutching at his robe. Hear me, I am not the man I was. I will not be the man. I must have been but for this intercourse. Why show me this if I am past all hope?
For the first time, the hand appeared to shake.
You said intercourse.
I did say intercourse. Oh, Katie, is that what you took from that?
Yes, the brilliance of Charles Dickens and all we got just, from it was intercourse.
It just stood out.
Oh, again, well. Blame the margarita.
Yes, I'll blame the margarita, absolutely.
We all know where the dog ears are on Katie's dictionary, don't we?
How far through your margarita are you, Katie?
Hold it up to the camera.
It's nearly finished.
I'm more than halfway.
Yeah. So I'm very it's much very nice.
It. I love it.
It's very nice.
Well, I'd like you to delve back in your boxes because, Sam, what else are we going for this time?
Sorry, I was just taking a sip.
Of course you were.
You're absolutely right. Jokes.
Jokes.
In your boxes are some very, very special jokes. Labelled, and I'll get my
joke.
Hand.
It says joke on it. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, I've got it.
Joke on it. Yeah.
Let's play jokes.
Okay. In red.
What? Just so you don't miss it. Mark,
in red, so
jokes.
You don't miss it. All right, so I'm going to go first. How about this for a joke? Oh, this is a voice actor joke. This is good. Okay. What do you get when you set a voice actor on fire?
I don't know. What do you get when you set a voice actor on fire?
Vocal fry.
Oh.
Come on, that was pretty good, I thought.
Nice.
Oh, dear.
Is that the best of the
bad ones? They don't get any better than that.
They're just rubbishy
crack. I love that they're topical. This is
good. Well, indeed, absolutely. Katie, what's your joke?
My audio editor keeps shutting down unexpectedly while working. The audacity of it.
Oh, I like that one.
I like it.
I like it.
You
I like
sold
it.
That joke. I love
you
it.
Did. You did. Put absolutely. Your... So, Phil, what about yours? Phil.
Mine is, what do you call a dog at the bottom of a swimming pool?
I don't know, Phil. What do you call a dog at the bottom of a swimming pool?
A subwoofer!
Oh, wow.
Bam!
Okay,
and have we saved the best or the worst for last with Sam?
Really.
I don't know.
One
for the producers. How many producers does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, I don't know. How many producers does it take to change a light bulb?
Two. One to tell the engineer to do it, and one to ask, oh, I don't know, what do you think?
Oh, well, I think we've all been there, haven't we? We've all been there.
I love that.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, it wouldn't be How Do You Say That if we didn't have a wild card section to the show.
Oh,
so we're going to stick to the scripts that we've got on our scrolls, but we're going to change it up a little in a festive way. Okay. Sam, can you think of a wild card for Phil to do? So his Dylan Thomas script, but a wild card suggestion. So a different character or a different motivation, something like that.
Yes, I can. So, Phil, I'd like you to be a melting snowman life coach. So you're giving great advice, but you're becoming more frantic as the temperature rises and you melt.
And for those who haven't listened before, this is the same script, so
same
it's
script.
Not a different script, it's just a different motivation. Wow, good luck, Phil. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sam. It was snowing, yeah? It was always snowing at Christmas. December, in my memory, is white as Lapland, although there were no reindeers. But there were cats. Patient, cold and callous, our hands wrapped in socks, yeah? We waited to snowball the cats. Come on, sleek and long as jaguars and horrible whiskered, spitting and snarling. They would slide and sidle over the white back garden walls and the lynx-eyed hunters Jim and I, fur capped and moxon trappers from Hudson Bay, off Mumbles Road, would hear a deadly slimboat in the grave of their eyes.
Oh, the temperature's rising. I love it. I love it.
You're quite a feisty life coach. I like that about you.
It's like, get on with it, people.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Oh, love it. Lovely sort of wet melting.
Yes, very wet at the end. Uh-huh, yes. So, I've got a wild card for Katie. Okay, Katie. All right. So this is the Bridget Jones script, and I figure because there are two people talking in this.
Yes.
I thought I'd go for a kind of double character because Wicked is out at the moment. I thought of the original Wizard of Oz. So the Wicked Witch of the West versus Glinda the Good. Do you reckon you might be able to do that?
Like two different characters.
Yeah,
then.
Two different voices. Yeah.
Okay. She's the one in pink, isn't she? Okay.
Yes, Glinda the Good is in pink, and the Wicked Witch of the West is the green.
Hello.
The green.
She talks unreasonably high. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, 11 a.m. Office. Oh, my. The Wicked Witch of the West has just sent me a message.
It's good.
Mrs. Jones, you appear to have forgotten your skirt. As I think I made perfectly clear in your contract of employment, staff are expected to be fully dressed at all times.
Sounds a little bit like...
I'm enjoying it.
I love it. I'll get you, my pretty... And your little dog, too. Undeniably flirtatious. Have never messaged Wicked Witch before. But brilliant thing about messaging system is you can be really quite cheeky and informal, even to your Wicked Witch. Also can spend ages practicing. This is what I send.
I love it. Well done.
Are you a good witch?
She went out in her bubble at that. Yes.
You know what she sounds like
is
the fairy in Scrooged.
Yes.
I love that film. But yeah. I'm not convinced I'm going to be able to watch Wizard of Oz again without thinking of the Wicked Witch of Kermit, though.
I mean,
they're both green. Yeah. Oh, my God. Maybe the Wicked Witch's dad was Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Maybe
they should do a Muppet Wizard.
Oh, that would be excellent. That's a brilliant idea.
Why haven't they done that?
I don't know. Have Miss Piggy as the Wicked Witch.
No, no, Miss Piggy would be Glinda because she's pink already.
Yes. I mean the Wicked Witch. Oh, I meant the.
She'd be the good witch.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
she'd be the good witch.
With Kermit. Oh my God.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Come on. You heard it here
Hollywood.
First, people.
Yes, you did.
Wow.
Copyright. How do you say that? 2025.
Sponsored by Lidl.
Who would Fozzie Bear? Fozzie Bear presumably would be the Scarecrow. Do we think?
No. Yeah. Fozzie Bear would be the wizard.
Oh, he's really thought this through. Oh my God.
Fozzie Bear would be the wizard. I think Animal would be. Oh, Animal would be the Scarecrow, probably. And Gonzo would be the Tin Man.
Oh my yes.
God.
Anyway. Who'd be Toto?
Did you say Gonzo? Gonzo would be the Tin Man. Yes.
Yeah.
They should bring back, what's his face? That, you know, he told to blow the bloody doors off. Him.
Michael Caine.
He could be the wizard. The end.
Oh, actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Although, frankly, having just seen Wicked for Good, I think no one's going to top Jeff Goldblum. But that's
really good.
When do we shoot?
It was excellent. When do we shoot? Exactly right.
I've got some leftover packaging here. We can fashion something together.
I love it. So back to the wild cards. Back to the wild cards, people. Katie, can you think of a wild card for me to do Charles Dickens with?
Now, I've never forgiven you for the wild card you gave me.
Ooh, on the show.
Been holding on. Okay, I want you to imagine, if you can, that you're like a QVC presenter. I don't know if you've got any experience.
I can't possibly imagine that.
The biggest sponsor of the programme has got about 1,000, 2,000 Christmas presents that you need to sell. But you've taken it home to try it out and it burnt your house down. You're in massive litigation.
Oh.
And the very last thing you want to do is sell that product.
Yeah. Although in my
career, you were going to do Dickens.
In my career, I have had to sell a whole pile of stuff. That there's a big clue. There's a big clue. If I don't like a product on television, shall I?
Yeah, give it to us.
The big clue is, well, I wouldn't necessarily have it in my house, but I understand a lot of people like this kind of thing.
Oh, is that what
so
you
if you
say?
Ever hear that, if you ever hear that, that's the thing. Like it.
I'll chuck it into the script.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're you're really pissy, basically, and it's toot, and you don't want it.
Okay.
You don't even want to touch it.
Christmas toot. Yeah.
Christmas toot.
Tut up there,
quite how
it?
This tut. Translates into a Christmas carol, I'm not sure, but let's see. Christmas toot. Okay, all right.
That's I'm so sorry.
All right. The finger pointed from the grave to him and back again. Oh, no. Spirit, no. The finger was still there. Spirit, he cried, tight clutching his robe. Hear me, I'm not the man I was. I will not be. I must have been, but for this intercourse. Why show me this if I'm past all hope? For the first time, the hand appeared to shake. That's what you get.
Oh, wow.
I did
like where it ended.
I did so like, why show me this if I'm past all home?
Exactly.
That works. Oh, my word.
That worked seamlessly.
That was a tough one because I didn't know that you were doing.
You were in
full Mark Rice mode.
Golly. Yeah. In full Mark Rice telly mode. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My worlds are colliding.
Yeah, they are.
Right, okay, Sam.
Yes, Phil needs to give me one, I think.
Yeah. I beg your pardon.
She's had a margarita.
She hasn't a margarita. Phil, yes, could you think of a wild card for delightful Miss Samantha Boffin?
Okay, Sam. Mm. So I'm thinking, you're an elf who loves candy and is finding candy.
Yeah.
Mashed up with that scene from When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh,
so I'm an elf.
My.
I'm an elf, okay.
I'll teach you, snowman.
Okay, right. Oh, an elf who likes candy. Okay, this is a candy... Yeah, okay. Cassandra made a great start in secondary school this year. Better than we could have hoped for. Her number one sport continues to be water polo. She also joined the school concert band and jazz band. She's made a lot of friends and is popular in her year. Jackie manages to train as a surgeon while fitting in diving trips to Thailand, Cayman Islands, Cuba and the Red Sea. We told you about Tori's sporting prowess and at number five in the world. She's not doing badly. The boys have a hamster.
I like that. You did well there. You did well.
This is mainly an audio medium.
Ooh, yes.
I've had to lower my beard.
I like it. Now, guys, there's something else in your boxes. Now, because Sam just loved candy, you might notice that there is a candy gift in there as well.
Oh,
there is.
Oh, clever. We have, nice segue.
We have got a little chocolate box in there for you as well.
Thank
with four
you.
Little hotel chocolate. I don't know if I should mention them because they didn't sponsor this.
They didn't sponsor it, but
sadly.
Rude.
Are we rude? Exactly right.
Maybe next year.
So
hotel
you can,
chocolate.
You can have one.
I'm very interested to see which ones we choose.
Okay, hold the one that you're going to eat up to the camera so that we can see.
Mine is a
little star.
Well, you've told us already what yours
sorry.
Is.
Sorry.
You.
It was yummy, though.
It's yummy. You've eaten it already.
Mm,
so
yum.
Not only have you... Oh, for goodness sake. Right, I know I'm the... Oh, my God, they've all gone everywhere.
Okay. That one.
I am going to have...
Yummy.
I can't get mine out.
Is it meh or wuh?
I'm
having meh or wuh.
Why is it a wuh or a meh?
I don't know. Wuh meh. Happy Christmas.
Maybe it's just a
Merry.
M for Merry.
So you I had the strawberry one-ish. With
it's
the...
M for more.
More.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
I should have,
more.
Why didn't I...
See? But I don't know why I got
one. So you had the strawberry one. What did you have, Phil?
I didn't choose more.
I've got the... Oh, I'm showing it to you, expecting you can look. It's the... I've got the star.
By the magic of video, we can see you now, but...
Nom, 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 nom.
That's right,
always had the star. Mm.
Oh, that's really nice.
Well... That is not all that's in the boxes. So you've had a drink and a chocolate and the mask and the scroll and the joke, but also in the box. And we've saved this for the end. You also have a special gift that makes a noise. So, Katie, could you bring yours out first and explain what it is and switch it on to make the noise? Oh.
It's got little legs.
It sounds like a frog.
It looks like a frog.
And then it probably is a frog.
And it's got a little tongue hanging out. This is going to be fun later.
It's gonna be
the tongue moves up and down.
Yeah, nice.
And the little legs move.
I love it. I love it. All right,
that's
good stuff.
Quite a few frogs. It's unusual to get as many frogs as we've got into a Christmas
episode.
Fun fact, my daughter is absolutely phobic of frogs. She's going to lose her shit.
What a
joy. Do not show it to her.
I'll stick it in her bed.
That's so unkind.
Because it moves with its little tongue. No, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, I use it.
Quickly moving on. Phil, what have you got?
Mine appears to be noiseless.
Oh, no. Oh, you need to touch its head.
Hey.
Oof. There.
Oh. What is that?
It is a winged dinosaur.
It is. It is.
I actually think it's a dragon.
It's a dragon. Oh, a Welsh dragon.
There's a connection there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's like, not that we've thought about this at all. It's like,
oh, I want to put my...
Oh. Can you make it make its noise again?
I feel guilty about being dim-witted now.
Well, to be fair, it looks like a bit like a dinosaur.
I can't make it stand up. I want to make it stand up.
Oh, that's a different noise. Shall I show you what I've got?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sam decided that she was going to get me a parrot, and this parrot talks a lot. It's a bit like me. It's like,
What is it going to say?
Oh, okay. And then we've got
those for Jesus.
Wow.
And it has
it's a gift
a
that
whole
keeps on giving. Isn't it
is a gift that keeps on giving. I hate it as well. Let's push. Stop now. Yes. Oh, it said something rude.
Did it?
No.
I like it a bit better now.
Oh, no. It's just going to keep going, isn't it? I'm going to switch
you.
I'm going to switch you off, dear.
I'm going to switch you
off. That sounded like it said something. It swore at me. It totally said off, didn't it?
We're going to have to put a rating on the podcast now.
Oh, my God.
So, Sam, what thing that makes noise have you got?
I've got a rabbit.
What kind of rabbit?
He's a little fluffy thing, but his little legs move.
That's so cute.
To be honest, I might put him in my bed.
Oh, thank God we're coming to the end of the show. Oh, yeah, enough, girls, enough.
I've got poor action in mind, poor action.
Remember, ladies, this is a PG episode.
Sorry.
Right.
I've never heard my booth be such a den of iniquity.
Exactly, Phil.
I love that. Your parrot just said, oh.
I know. So I'm going to have to... Well, I would bleep it normally, but I'm not going to. Let's end this special Boxing Day episode on a warm and wonderful note, shall we? What are we all wishing for in 2026? And it doesn't have to be voiceover related in any way.
Ooh, well, what are you wishing for, Mark? Kick us off.
I'm wishing for a lot of money. That's not warm. You know, I'm in a new relationship. I hope that gets warmer and more wonderful than even it is at the moment.
So do we.
Marvelous.
So, Phil, what about you for 2026? What do you wish for?
Do you know what? I wish for all this nonsense on social media to get dialed back or switched off.
Yeah.
Because I've just really had enough of it. And I think... Yeah. We could do with a kinder world, couldn't we?
That's very true. A kinder world for 2026.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed for that one. Absolutely. Katie, what about you?
Oh, I always channel Miss Universe. I wish for world peace.
This is it. You're okay, with well, Phil.
Well, absolutely.
I do. I'm just kind of well. Sick of it all.
Absolutely.
And Sam, what would you like for 2026?
Well,
Margarita.
Margarita.
I'll have that. Well, excitingly, I am about to become a grandmother.
You are. That's amazing.
Fantastic.
How bizarre is that?
Congratulations.
And so I am looking for a lot of fun in the next year coming up because I love a baby.
Aww.
And, you know, this is a baby I can give back.
This is one you can give back, so it's even more fun, exactly.
But I'm so excited about that. So, so that's kind of, you know, it's only going to be in a few months' time. So, hooray!
Wow. Amazing.
Congratulations.
That's so lovely.
Youngest grandmother ever.
Keep the bunny away.
Yeah, keep the bunny away. Well, a very big festive thanks to the wonderful kick-ass Katie Moore and the fabulous Phil Rowe.
Yes!
And a reminder that all of their details can be found in the show notes if you want to book them in 2026.
Absolutely. And let's hope we all get a lot more bookings. That's
yes,
the other
that's
thing.
True.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. How come no one said that?
I know.
Mainly because I said it didn't have to be
October related.
And of course, the scripts are there too. Plus, you can watch and or listen to this episode
and
on
or.
Any podcast platform and find us on YouTube at How Do You Say That?
Yes, you can. Okay, that's it for this week and this year nearly. Next week, there's another chance to listen to the brilliant Mike Bodie, but this time entirely unedited, because I couldn't be bothered. one of our most listened to episodes of this year, the one with the golden game advice, perfect for any voices working in video games.
And of course, we'll be back with new guests and more scripts in How Do You Say That in 2026.
Yes, until then though, channeling the ever festive Tiny Tim. Now guys, I want you to say God bless us everyone together when we get to
we
it.
So it's like,
so we'll channel the ever festive Tiny Tim and say Merry Christmas and
God bless us,
everyone.
How do you say that?